Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, time for the newsroom temperature check, brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. What's your story today, Mary?
Well, we missed a big day yesterday. It was National Fresh Spinach Day. Oh. And yes, are you guys big spinach fans?
I love spinach.
I eat fresh spinach almost every day.
I love the fresh spinach. Well, it also marks the 95th anniversary of Popeye's debut, by the way, in the comic strip. But that's not the story. There's a new flavor of bubble gum. It's called Bubblegum Kids Popeye Spinach Gum. Yeah, and it goes on sale in August. Of course, it's green, and it tastes, actually, they're saying it tastes like citrus. It doesn't taste like spinach, but it has spinach powder in it. And the manufacturer says it's made with real spinach, and it's sugar-free, but it looks kind of gross. It also, there was a picture of a guy chewing it, and it's tongue was turning green and everything was
Why don't you strange. Order some? You could try it for us on the
yeah,
air.
Yeah, it looks kind of interesting. I mean, I would try it. Would you?
Sure.
Yeah, order
sure.
it on Amazon.
Yeah, they also make Theo's Wacky Watermelon and Hannah's Frozen Banana Bubblegum.
Oh, Hannah's Frozen Banana is fantastic.
Really?
I wouldn't know.
Here's the thing. I don't know about you guys, but I grew up in a house where there wasn't fresh spinach. The only option of spinach we had was in a can, and all of us were like,
we had the frozen spinach
right,
in the box.
The boxes. Frozen.
That's right, Green Giant. We did have
that. We had to have that. And my mother, every Friday during Lent, she would make spinach and eggs. Have you ever heard of that?
That's what I, that, you when mix, I cook eggs, I just dump the spinach
No, you
right
mix
in.
Spinach with mashed potatoes, and then you mix it with hard-boiled eggs. It is delicious. We
wow.
had it every Friday. Spinach, mashed potatoes
mixed. My mom
mixed.
Makes a spinach dip with eggs in it. It's
yeah?
so good.
Does she put mashed potatoes in it?
No mashed potatoes.
Got to try it.
So that's what I do, Kevin. I make eggs in the morning and just throw some spinach on top and
right.
it wilts over it.
It is yeah. pretty incredible yeah. how much, I mean, you could dump like a whole container and it'll, if you leave it on the pan yeah. too long.
It's very watery.
It'll whittle down to like
to
nothing.
It's amazing.
You got to time it right.
That's why you got by that big Costco container of it. What's your story, Kevin?
Riot Fest 2024 lineup has been announced. Have you been doing this in the news, Steve? Did I miss it?
No, I'm not quite all over Riot Fest.
You know,
Fest
Riot
today.
Fest is moving to Bridgeview.
Right.
It'll be held at SeatGeek Stadium September 20th through the 22nd. Lisa, you love a good music fest, but this probably isn't your style.
No, I've been
music.
To Riot Fest. Love their food choice. Love their choice of beverages.
And the music?
I like some of the music. I don't know all of it. I'll tell you, the last time I went there, I went to see Merle Haggard. So it's been a few
wow.
years.
Well, Friday it'll be Fall Out Boy. Saturday, Beck. Sunday, Slayer. And some of these are some of the bands I used to listen to. Offspring, Sum 41, NoFX is playing all 3 days. Something Corporate on Sunday.
Do you know Something Corporate?
Something Corporate I used to listen to
really?
All of the time.
Huh.
Bright Eyes on Saturday, Connor Oberst. I used to listen to them. Spoon.
Who are these people?
Taking
Spoon.
Back Sunday.
I know Spoon.
You know Spoon? Spoon's
yeah.
very good.
Yeah.
Who else?
And Beck, obviously.
Newfound Glory. Wow. These are just throwback bands for me.
Well,
anyways,
you got to go.
Bridgeview's far.
Oh, you're starting to sound like Steve.
Hey.
Well, it's a week before the due date. I don't need to. I don't
no,
think I need
you're
to
not
be,
going anywhere.
Oh,
no.
You should definitely go.
What's your story, Steve?
Well, the Barbie sort of struck gold with the movie, and then they started coming out with Barbie dolls for everyone you can imagine, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now they just announced today that there's going to be a new traffic Barbie after Mary Vandeveld.
Wow.
No, that's not
Congrats,
true.
Congrats, Mary.
Aw, I was getting excited.
Former WNBA star Sue Bird is getting her own Barbie doll.
Oh, good.
Doll wears her number 10 jersey.
Who?
Sue Bird. She's a 43-year-old basketball legend. She pioneered the way for growth in women's basketball.
Come on, Mary.
You don't know who Sue Bird is?
I don't know.
I think
is she related to Larry?
As no. I recall, she played for her entire career for Seattle, right? Was that a Kevin?
Yeah, Seattle Storm.
And retired when? Maybe 2022?
Yep.
Yeah, everyone knows
Four-time
about
her. WNBA champion, 13-time All-Star.
And you've never heard of her.
You've never heard of her, Mary.
Sorry.
She's
wow.
in the State Farm
Big
commercial
Bird,
sometimes.
Larry Bird.
Yeah, no, Sue Bird, so she's going to get her own Barbie Bird, a
Sorry,
Bird Barbie.
Sue.
Yeah.
I'll look her up.
I think Mary deserves to. There should be a Barbie.
What would my Barbie look like?
With headphones on, well, with a mic, and sitting in a traffic booth.
Wouldn't be smiling, I'll tell you that.
Hey! But I'd have a good figure, right?
A nice figure, yeah.
You already do.
It's all that matters. Heck with the face, right?
When you said that, Steve, it goes back to the guy in the parking garage said you'd be prettier if you smiled.
Smile more.
Oh, that guy. Haven't seen him since. I'm waiting
for
him.
If you do, text me. You'll want me by your side.
Oh, for sure. My bodyguard.
The news is next from Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.